Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Lori said, you knew what it was going to be. It's going to be a triple. All net. Jordan Poole going to work for the district.
Well, we won't be seeing that anymore. Jordan Poole did have some range, and he played pretty well last year. The Wizards with a big trade yesterday, one that surprised a lot of NBA people. Thoughts on that coming up on the day in which the NBA will hold its draft tonight. The Wizards with number 6 and number 18 in the first round. As of now, they could always trade up or trade back. Greg Finberg from Bullets Forever will join us at 11:25. We'll talk draft with Greg. I'm going to talk about it before the trade. And I did spend some time yesterday and last night just, you know, watching some of the players that I didn't get to see play college basketball. I definitely have some favorites, and there's a player I definitely would not like to see the Wizards draft. However, we honestly, when it comes to these drafts, especially in the NBA when they are 18 years old and they've played one season, it's really hard to project. That's why guys like Will Dawkins get the big bucks. I'm going to start the show, though, with this from Danny O. Danny O writes, Sheehan, you want it so badly, a trade for a pass rusher. How do you know that they won't be good enough on defense this year? They won 12 games last year without a great defensive player. And stop with the Terry trade talk. You clearly don't value him as much as you should. And imagine Jaden without him in year two. It would be a disaster. Oh, also, I'm totally with you on Derek Queen. He's the next Jokic. Go Terps. Thank you, Danny O. So, Danny O's responding to a topic that we did yesterday off of a story written on Fox Sports, just looking at some of the veteran contracts that haven't been done yet, and whether or not, you know, those deals would get done. And then this gentleman at Fox Sports said, well, look, if they don't get done, I've got some trade ideas for some of these players. And the idea that he had for Terry McLaurin was a trade to the Raiders, and the idea that he had for TJ Watt was a trade to Washington, to which we said, look, neither is going to happen. Okay, that's not happening. TJ Watt's going to sign a long-term deal and stay in Pittsburgh, and Terry, more likely than not, is going to sign a long-term deal, and if he doesn't, he'll play on the final year of his contract, but he's playing for Washington in 2025. Is it definite? No. There's always a chance, I guess, if the negotiations really turned ugly. It just doesn't seem like they would ever turn in that direction. Like, can anybody honestly envision a scenario in which Terry McLaurin, via his agent and some reporter, says, I want to be traded? It just doesn't seem like him at all. That seems like such a long shot. But anyway, we took the opportunity yesterday to talk about T.J. Watt and Terry McLaurin. And forget the fact that T.J. Watt is clearly a more valuable player in the eyes of NFL evaluators. He would clearly bring back more for Pittsburgh than Washington would get back for Terry. But with, you know, with the trade compensation put to the side, how would you feel if Washington lined up in 2025 without Terry but with T.J. Watt? We took a lot of calls on it. We put a poll out yesterday, a Twitter, you know, X poll, with contract rumors swirling. Kevin wants to know if Commanders fans would rather have Terry McLaurin on the roster next year or T.J. Watt. Overwhelmingly, not a lot of votes for this poll per... Usually we have several thousands of votes, but whatever, it doesn't matter. It's still a good sample size. 74.8% said they'd rather have Terry. 25.2% said T.J. Watt. I don't even think it's a conversation if we're being real. Like, T.J. Watt is an absolute game wrecker, game changer, you know, plus-plus on numbers of wins. He is one of the top 10 players in the NFL. That's not even debatable. He is one of the top 3 to 4 defensive players in the NFL. That's not even debatable. Some would say he is the best pound-for-pound defensive player in football. I would say that's Myles Garrett, personally. But I think T.J. Watt would be second, and then we're talking about Pat Surtain and a couple of other guys. But T.J. Watt is much higher on the list of the best players in the NFL than Terry is. He also plays a position that is rather important when it comes to winning football games. Now, he is 30 years old, so is Terry. Terry's going to be 30 years old, and he's going to command a contract close to $40 million a year, whereas Terry's contract might be closer to $30 million a year. But for me, and Max kind of had the same answer, this is like a no-brainer. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. Danny O would get the problem at wide receiver, you know, entering this year. But the most important player on offense, especially when you've got a player like Jaden, who is more than just a passing quarterback, he is an everything quarterback, is the quarterback, and they have that piece. And he elevated guys like Noah Brown, and he, you know, obviously made it a lot easier for Zach Ertz. Deami Brown got paid. Olamide Zaccheaus got paid in part because of the quarterback. So I see Jaden elevating everything around him. And Deebo Samuel, by the way, you know, assuming that he's in shape and he stays healthy, I think he'll have a big year with Cliff Kingsbury and Jaden Daniels. But I would certainly miss not having Terry. It's not that that's what I would, you know, choose to have. I choose to have both of them. I choose for them to trade for T.J. Watt, pay both of them with all of the cap space they have, and go win the Super Bowl next year or the year after with their quarterback on a rookie deal. But T.J. Watt is, this guy basically is a total, you know, you have to game plan for, and if you don't, you're probably going to lose, or you're going to be in a game that you should have been much better than the opposing team in going in. Pittsburgh would be a lot worse, would have been a lot worse over the last few years without T.J. Watt. So, amazing. 75% essentially to 25% would rather keep Terry. This goes, again, you're entitled to your opinion, and there are good reasons why you may want that. Maybe it's age, maybe it's that T.J. Watt missed a bunch of games a few years ago. He's pretty much stayed healthy. He'll play hurt too. Maybe you think that you saw something in T.J. Watt last year that says he's about to fall off the cliff at this age and he's not going to be the player that he's been. You know, there are reasonable arguments, but I am convinced, and I have been convinced over a long period of time now, that a large percentage of our fans watch our games and don't pay attention as much to the rest of the league. There isn't a GM in the league that would tell you that given the choice of having Terry McLaurin or T.J. Watt on their team, that they wouldn't take T.J. Watt. I'm sure most general managers would say, wow, I mean, it's a tough one because Terry is really good, But TJ Watt's special. He's elite. Yeah, it's not, by the way, Danny O, that I want to so badly trade for a pass rusher. It's that there were pass rushers and great defensive players when we got into this offseason that were potentially going to be available. And, by the way, our team has a need. So it was like it synced up. You know, if Myles Garrett had made it to the trade market, he didn't. Trey Hendrickson, Cincinnati, if they had asked for something reasonable, he may be in a Washington uniform right now. But he is an elite-level pass rusher, a have-to-game-plan-for pass rusher. He's still, you know, potentially available. I think Cincinnati's got to win this year. I think they'll figure it out with him, too. But in terms of when you said, how do you know that what they have won't be good enough? Look, what they have is going to be good enough because of what they have at quarterback and on offense. You know, they're going to be, as long as five is upright and healthy, they're going to be in the mix for more wins than losses and the postseason, no matter what their defense is. And we saw that last year. Their defense, 26th against the run, 23rd overall per DVOA, and yet they won 12 regular season games. I was talking about it early in the season. Man, they're not very good against the run. This is going to catch up with them. And it really didn't catch up with them because the quarterback in the offense was just so good. You know, and the quarterback made monster plays. The throw in Cincinnati, the Hail Mary against Chicago, really in position to pull it off against Dallas at home with the 80-something yard touchdown pass to Terry, if not for the missed extra point. You know, the comeback and the brilliant performance, five touchdown passes against Philly. The comeback and the overtime win against Atlanta. And then, of course, the game-winning drive against Tampa, the brilliant performance against Detroit, despite the fact that in that game against Detroit, they gave up, you know, 31 points and 521 yards. But on that particular night, that was a defensive turnover night, which was huge. They didn't have a lot of those, but the turnovers were massive, obviously, in that game, as they turned out to be in the championship game the other way. But yeah, I mean, going into the upcoming season with what they have, and they have new players, and we're not sure how those new players will, you know, fit in. We're not sure how the players returning for year two in the same system may end up playing. Maybe everything turns and it's a much better defense. It's possible, Danny O. I've talked about that. I've talked about defense is so variable year to year, and sometimes you can't even explain it. Why a defense with the same group is terrible one year and really good the next. And there are things working in favor of the defense improving. Year two, same system. They've added size up front. Their cornerback room looks better. I personally feel like Frankie Louvu is on the verge of becoming a star player. Now, he already is viewed that way. Obviously, he was a second team, you know, all... you know, an AP second team all NFL defensive player last year, linebacker last year. I think he could become even more. But they still are missing that player that can dominate games like Jalen Carter did in Philadelphia, like Chris Jones does in Kansas City. You know, I'm talking about teams that have won and won big recently. They still don't have that guy. I don't think they do. We'll see. Yeah, and look, I do value Terry. I just value him in what I would deem to be a more realistic league, you know, wide view. It's a very talented position in the league. He's a very good receiver. He's nowhere near where on the receiver list where TJ Watt is on the edge list, on the defensive end list. He just isn't. Derek Queen tonight, Terps. Yeah, I would not pass him up. And I know that six is too high according to the mock drafts, but I just wouldn't pass up Derek Queen. I think he's going to be a great player. So the Wizards yesterday had, you know, it was news breaking. I think it was surprising to a lot of NBA people based on what I was reading yesterday afternoon and last night. You know, the trade, if you're unfamiliar and maybe you don't even care, but the Wizards traded Jordan Poole, Sadiq Bey, and their early second round pick, which was number 40 overall, to the New Orleans Pelicans for CJ McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, and the Pelicans' second round pick in 2027. There are a few thoughts that I have. I've amended some of those from my initial thoughts, which I actually had on my podcast last night right after it happened. But they're basically the same. Number one is Jordan Poole, for me, I was always surprised that they paid him. He is, you know, he's an offensive creator, man, and he can shoot it. And there's a lot to like about Jordan Poole. And I know that here in Washington, the view of him was perhaps much different than it was at Golden State. But to me, like, he's not the kind of player you need on a team where the focus is on player development of very young players, young player development. He played the most, he shot the most, he handles the ball the most, he turns the ball over the most, his usage rate is the highest. I think, you know, a CJ McCollum actually as a veteran player who will play. I mean, it's not like they brought him here for his last year on his deal not to play. He averaged over 21 points per game last year, and there's a chance if he, you know, really went off in the first half of the season, he could be a trade chip. But Jordan Poole just, to me, is not the guy that you want when you're trying to develop Carrington, A.J. Johnson, you know, Kyshawn George, you know, Koulibaly, who's entering year three. His dominance of the ball on the court is not the best way for these young players to develop. It's probably helpful for players in year one and year two, but now they're entering year two and year three. And not to mention, you're going to end up with more young players after this draft on the team. So that's number one. So I liked it from that perspective. I always was surprised that they gave him the deal they ended up giving him. And he had two of those contract, very expensive contract years left on his deal. So reason number two for liking this deal from my standpoint is by trading him this year, they've put themselves into a position whereby after next season, the 2025-2026 season, Chris Middleton, who picked up his player option for $33+ million the other day, but will be off the books. CJ McCollum, who's going to make $30.7 million this year, also in the last year of his deal. He'll be off the books after next season. Kelly Olynyk's going to make $13.4 million this year, but he'll be off the books because it's Kelly Olynyk's final year of his deal. And then you add the $34 million that Poole would have been making in the following season after next season. And the Wizards have cleared $110 million in cap space for next offseason. Now, what does that mean? Like, I read a bunch of people who, my initial thought was, well, I mean, are they going to go after some big-time free agents? The problem with going after big-time free agents is twofold. Number one is DC's not been a big destination for really good free agents. And secondly, at least more recently, most of the big free agents end up re-signing with their existing team, and the real big acquisitions of new players have come via trade. So, you know, I don't know that it means that next offseason is like, all right, we did the tanking thing. We had three solid drafts after bad seasons. You know, three, actually, it would be four because next year's draft with Boozer, one of the Boozer twins in it, and other players at the top of the draft that people are excited about. It would be essentially four drafts if you count the Koulibaly draft, last year's draft, this year's draft, next year's draft. And obviously, free agency comes after next year's draft, and they'd have all of this money. and they'd have 4 years of drafts, and hopefully they feel like they got 2 to 3 really big-time contributors, one of which they believe can become, you know, at the very least, a second-team All-NBA guy in 4 to 5 years. And maybe they're going to start going for it in free agency. But again, the challenge in the NBA for the Wizards has been they don't attract big-time stars. They don't even attract, at times, second-tier stars. And, you know, we've seen more often than not recently the big acquisitions come via trade. But, you know, the bottom line is, even if they end up not being super active in free agency a year from now, then they'll have all this cap space. And, you know, this isn't exciting for fans, you know, especially fans who want to see them be a competitive team sooner rather than later, but they can always trade a lot of that cap space, you know, taking back players on short-term, you know, deals, you know, probably expensive, for draft picks, and continue to, you know, bring in a haul of picks to continue to make picks for the next year or two after that. Look, I like this deal. I never understood the long-term commitment to Poole in the first place. He played well last year at times, I guess. Look, this was not a season that was very pleasant to watch. But to me, I know what kind of player Jordan Poole is. And even though he had become, I think, you know, a really good teammate, and maybe even a mentor to some of the young guys, it's time for Carrington, you know, AJ Johnson, to see what they have without somebody as ball dominant as Jordan Poole as part of the lineup. You know, CJ McCollum isn't as ball dominant. He's going to play. You know, he could become an interesting trade chip at next year's deadline. He averaged over 21 a game this past year. I mean, he's been a prolific scorer his entire career. Kelly Olynyk is not obviously going to be a part of their long-term plans at 34 years old, nor will CJ McCollum. Olynyk, by the way, of course, was the man that kept the Wizards, more so than anybody else, in Game 7 in 2017, from advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals. He had 26 points. I knew it was a lot. I went back and looked at it yesterday. 26 points on 10 of 14 from the floor in 28 minutes off the bench in that Game 7 in the Eastern Conference semifinals back in 2017. The last time. I mean, think about that, right? It has been 8 seasons. 8 years. It doesn't even seem like it. I'll never forget that Game 7. So fired up for it. And we had in our home, legitimately, a power outage in the neighborhood. So I had to get up and get out the door and go to a bar to watch the game. And then my wife called and said the power was back on, and I went back home at halftime and watched the second half. But that was a, you know, John Wall ran out of gas at the end of that game. Beal was phenomenal in Game 7. But Kelly Olynyk had the game. You know, it was the game of his career, really. The best game he's ever played in the postseason. So by, you know, by definition, that's the best game of his career, because it was the most important game of his career, a Game 7. 26 points for Kelly Olynyk in 28 minutes. That ended up being the deciding factor in Game 7. But anyway, on the trade, you know, I like it. We're still years away. Years away. But tonight is a night where it's another opportunity to take a couple of swings. You know, they did it with Koulibaly. They did it last year with Carrington, Saar, and George. They're doing it, you know, without their second-round pick in a deep draft, you know, number 40 overall. But I like what they did anyway. And they picked up a 2027 second-rounder, for what it's worth. But they've got to make, you know, one of, you know, the three guys from last year, Koulibaly, the A.J. Johnson, you know, trade that brought him here, you know, the two guys they select tonight, they got to end up with two guys that are legitimate all-NBA players in 4 to 5 years. Maybe it's a little bit longer. And that way, you know, when our football team is opening up its new stadium and Jaden is in his 7th year at that point, maybe we've got an NBA championship contending team and Washington has become the city of champions. It's never been that, ever. You know, just hasn't. None of those years when Washington was winning Super Bowls was the hockey team contending for Stanley Cup, you know, titles, and the baseball team wasn't even here, and the NBA team was, you know, an occasional playoff team, but never a threat. Yeah, that would be fun 5 years from now, but they got to hit. Will Dawkins is, you know, he's in the crosshairs. These picks you got to hit on, and you don't need number one overall. We've seen that recently. You know, we saw it this year. You know, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander was number 11, and he was traded for. You know, we saw it, you know, recently with guys like Giannis and Jokic and Kawhi. Doesn't have to be number one overall. Although, man, you know, when this draft starts tonight and Dallas is on the clock, it would have been phenomenal had Washington been on the clock and been able to select Cooper Flagg. By the way, as it relates to the trade yesterday, I don't think anything about the trade yesterday dictates or impacts what they're doing tonight, or I don't think it should. Okay, I don't think they should be sold on anything at this point. They need to select the player that they think has the best chance of being a star, being an all-NBA first or second teamer in 5 to 6 years, no matter what position that player plays. That's what they are swinging for the fences. You have to have superstar-level players to contend. You have to have it. Now, could they get it via a trade like Oklahoma City did? Maybe. But you got to end up with some really good picks here. And there are some guys that I like, and there are some guys that I don't like. And I will get to those when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. Don't forget, you can watch this show and Craig Hoffman's show. Craig's on from 4 to 7. On our YouTube channel. Just hit the like button and hit the subscribe button when you get there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
With the 10th pick in the 2022 NBA Draft, the Washington Wizards select Johnny Davis from the University of Wisconsin.
Oh my God. Is that the right jingle? Isn't that the NFL?
It is the NFL jingle, but it's the only draft jingle that I have, so that's the one we
went
with.
Does the NBA have a draft jingle?
I don't think so, but hey, they should. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Johnny Davis was the 10th pick in that 2022 NBA draft. You know, Johnny Davis was a really good scorer at the college level. Two picks later, the Oklahoma City Thunder selected Jalen Williams. You may have heard of him if you were watching the NBA playoffs and the NBA finals in particular. Look, the Wizards have had a lot of those, you know. The Ernie, great at trading, terrible at drafting. Nothing worse than Jan Vesely in the 2011 draft. I was screaming, and people who have been listening to this show for a long time, Tommy will back me up on this. I was screaming for Kawhi Leonard at number, you know, 5 or 6 or whatever the Vesely pick was. I had, for whatever reason, that year bet on San Diego State, you know, a half dozen times and stayed up late night watching, you know, him on CBS Sports Network or whatever network he was on. And I'm like, that guy's arms are the longest and he's going to be a great NBA player. You know, guys like Wall and Beal, I mean, what else were you going to do? You know, I mean, if you really want to go back and find some missed opportunities, I think one of the all-time missed opportunities for the Wizards when they were the Washington Bullets, some of you are old enough to remember this, but in 1985, the Bullets had the 12th overall pick in the draft. This was the Patrick Ewing draft, the one that was, appeared to be fixed for the Knicks to get the number one overall pick. But the Bullets selected a forward from Wake Forest named Kenny Green. And with the very next pick, the guy that everybody was screaming they should have taken at number 12 went Hall of Famer Karl Malone to the Utah Jazz. But anyway, the Wizards have not been great at drafting over the years. It's not been their strength. They need it to be tonight. They need to land on a player. So let me talk about a few of these players. And by the way, if you want to weigh in, we'll open up phone lines, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Who do you want the Wizards to pick tonight? Do you have a favorite player that's projected in the number 6 area or the number 18 area, which is where their second pick comes? Is there a player that you're in love with that you really hope the Wizards end up selecting? 301-230-0980. So this draft, you know, it starts with Cooper Flagg. I'm a big Cooper Flagg guy. I think he does everything right. I think he is super high IQ. He defends. He is a brilliant passer. He can stretch. He can drive. He can post. He's got mid-range. He's got it all. Cooper Flagg's going to be, I think, a very good NBA player. Is he going to be, you know, a transcendent, you know, franchise changer? I don't know, but he's as, I think, book it, he's going to be an absolute, at the very least, you know, star, if not top five superstar, as we've seen since Wembanyama. Wembanyama's at a higher level, I think. I thought Zion Williamson coming out was probably at a higher level. But I love Cooper Flagg. I am a big Dylan Harper fan from the very first time I watched him this year. You know, he and Ace Bailey basically were 2 and 3 in some order in every mock draft for the last 2 years, basically. And Harper and Bailey both went to Rutgers. And they couldn't turn Rutgers into a winning team this year, into a tournament team. And that's interesting, but the Big Ten was loaded. And the Big Ten's a tough conference to get through, but I love Dylan Harper, and I can't imagine that he's not going to be the number 2 pick to San Antonio. And even though they've got guys like, you know, Castle and De'Aaron Fox, you take Dylan Harper. This guy's going to be a big-time scorer. You're talking about a guy who has some pedigree. His father was Ron Harper. His mother has been his coach, in AAU and in high school. And his brother, Ron Harper Jr., was quite the player at Rutgers as well. I do like and spent some time last night watching some guys that I didn't see a lot of. I see a lot of Big Ten during the year, not a lot of other until late in the year and then in the tournament. But VJ Edgecombe is the best athlete probably in the draft. I mean, this guy from Baylor is a ridiculous athlete. He is an intense competitor and defender. Really like him. I know that everybody likes Con Knupple from Duke. I do too. I just wonder whether or not he's going to be able to handle, the athleticism, the size, the quickness, the being able to move your feet. He's a super high IQ player. I like him a lot. I'm not a big fan, and he's only 18 years old. And I should have prefaced all of this with, we don't know anything, especially with the NBA draft, because you don't get a chance to see these guys for more, in most cases, than a year. It's really hard, unless you're really into it, to evaluate any of the foreign players. What's interesting about this draft is the number of foreign players projected to go in the first round. This is really the first time, it seems like to me, in a while, where the draft is going to be dominated in the first round by American, by college basketball players. They may not be American born. In fact, there's a player that I love that is Russian, and I'll talk about him in a bit. I'm not a big fan, though, of Fears from Oklahoma. I'm not a big fan of Ace Bailey. I've talked about him a lot, and I concede up front. He's 18 years old. Of course I could be dead wrong. And I watched him on a couple of nights where it's like, okay, I see why people are drooling over him and why he has consistently been after flag either two or three in some order with his teammate at Rutgers, Dylan Harper. I just have this one lasting impression, and that is when Rutgers came to College Park, played Maryland, he was dominated by Derek Queen, by anybody else that played him, and he tapped out. He left the game, said he was sick, 4 points, and Maryland won the game pretty easily. Now, I also watched him at Northwestern put up 37 one night, and he's got incredible skills and talent. That's probably not fair to judge him on maybe the worst night for him, but Derek Queen, to me, that night was the much better college player and the much better pro prospect, in my opinion, because I'm looking for basketball players and competitors. And again, it's one small sample, and I saw some good games from him, but that stuck in my mind. Like, I crossed him off my list. Sorry, but you're matching up with another potential lottery pick. You know, and they didn't guard each other the entire night. You know, I'm not saying that it was Queen that, you know, Bailey was guarding the whole night, but there were moments there, and Queen ended up with 29 and 15, and Ace Bailey ended up with 4 points and leaving the game with the sniffles. So that's hard for me to get through. There's also a lot in the lead up to this draft with no workouts, no pre-draft. You know, the pre-draft process wasn't, you know, certainly it was not very helpful to teams. And so, you know, there are some, you know, claims of immaturity, you know, with him. So we'll see how the NBA teams deal with that side of it, which we don't know anything. You know, we don't have access to how these kids are interviewing and what their college coaches say and what their AAU and high school coaches say. And that plays into it. I mean, Sam Presti, you know, has made a living off of drafting not just good players, but really good people and high character competitors as well, and steering clear of, you know, the malcontents. Not saying that Ace Bailey is that. I'm just not going to spend number six overall. If he falls to six, given his physical capabilities, that should be a red flag right there. I am a big fan of Trey Johnson from Texas. Big fan. He played in the best league by far this year. And this dude is fearless. In his very first game as an 18-year-old freshman, played Ohio State in the Hall of Fame. I think it was in Vegas. Put up 20 shots, made 10, and made 5 of 10 from behind the arc. He is a fearless, high-level, high-motor competitor. He can score any which way you want him to score. I'm a big fan of Trey Johnson at the next level. I think he's going to be a big-time scorer and a big-time competitor and a fearless player in the SEC against the best teams in the country, night in and night out. This dude, as a freshman, was seeking the ball. He can catch off the He can shoot off the dribble. He can shoot off the catch. He can post. He's got great, you know, sort of rise and really good sort of apex, the very top, you know, arms extended, shooting, tough to block his shot. I love the way he drives. I'm a big fan of Trey Johnson, and I'm emphasizing him a little bit more than the others because this is a guy that I think the Wizards will have a shot at number six. He's 6'5". He's, you know, 18, 19 years old. He played at Texas, and I just think this guy looks like a guy that is going to be a big-time scorer and a big-time competitor. Really like Trey Johnson. Fallen in love with him over the last couple of times of just watching some of the highlights, and I certainly remember some of those games against some of those SEC teams. By the way, his worst night of the year was at Texas A&M. Buzz Williams, Terps fans, found a way to force him to go 2-for-13 from the floor. Other players... Look, Derek Queen is not projected to go number six, but if he did, I would have no problem with it. I'm a big Derek Queen fan. I would love the Wizards at 18 to trade up to try to get Derek Queen. You know, he and Bub Carrington are, you know, long-time friends. I would love to see him in a Wizards uniform. You know, he was called before he played his first college game, you know, a baby Jokic. And that's who he plays like. You know, it's going to be really hard to ever compare anybody to Jokic. Okay, he is the greatest. He's in the conversation for one of the greatest big men that's ever played the game. But the skill level, the feel for the game, the hands, the passing, the touch around the rim. Derek Queen's going to have an issue early in his career until he gets physically stronger on the defensive end. There were times in which you said, okay, nice job, Derek. Other times, teams really sought him out at the college level. You know, they seek Jokic out. Jokic is not a great defender, but he plays like Jokic. I'm not saying he is Jokic. For those of you that didn't see him, he plays like Jokic. He's 6'10", he's 250, he's... You know, got some baby fat. He's going to have to get physically stronger. But he's just the most skilled big man in this draft, period. Period. He can do everything on the offensive end. Except, some believe, stretch the floor. But I think that's going to come. I think his stroke is fine. I don't think it's flawed at all. And you saw in the tournament, he hit some big threes. Hit two or three of them against Colorado State in the game in which he hit the game winner. I think he hit one or two against Florida in a game in which he, you know, in their loss was the best player on the floor for Maryland. Had 27, 28 points. He had some ridiculous games this year as a college player. I mean, unbelievable games. He was a double-double machine and just an outstanding passer. Great feel for the game. I'm a big Derek Queen guy. Here's some other guys I like. So there's a kid, Jaeger Damon, who played at BYU this year. 19 years old. He is, you know, he really played a lot of point guard almost for BYU, who is very well coached. If you don't know, in BYU this year got to the Sweet 16 where they lost Alabama. They beat Wisconsin in a phenomenal second-round game, but they were so well coached by Kevin Young, who came from the NBA. He was with Phoenix and was an assistant in Phoenix and got the head job at BYU without ever having coached at the D1 level as an assistant or anything else. He was an outstanding coach and an outstanding guy for Jaeger Damon, who is 6'7", 6'8", looks bigger because of his, you know, he's got a thin frame. I would say that he is, if he's not the best passer in the draft, he's certainly among the best passers in the draft. This is a Russian who played this year on a very deep team, a team that could really score BYU. People are going to say, well, he didn't score a lot. He averaged, 10 points per game, I think it was. Here, let me just pull it up. He didn't average a lot of points. Yeah, 10.6 points per game, 4 rebounds, 5.5 assists. But he's got incredible feel for the game. He is a phenomenal passer at 6'8". He can be your point guard. Now, he's got to get stronger. He's got to get physically stronger. But I think 3 or 4 years from now, the name Jaeger Damon is going to be a big-time name in the NBA. I think his ball handling's fine. I read somebody, you know, criticized his ball handling. I didn't think the ball handling was that bad at all. I also think he's got a great stroke, even though, you know, for the season, he ended up shooting, I think it was sub 30% from behind the arc. But it's a good stroke. He's going to end up being, I think, a good shooter. But this guy's going to end up being, a 16, 10, you know, 8 guy. I see that. I love Jaeger Damon from BYU. And I'm talking about for the Wizards at 18. They might have to trade up to get him. I don't know. Other players that I like. I love Walter Clayton Jr. I don't get why he's projected to be so late. You know, he is badass competitor, big-time clutch, led Florida to the national championship. I think he's got some Lillard in him. I think his release is super quick. He can score from way out. I think he's going to be one of those long-range three-point shooters. I like Walter Clayton Jr. A lot. We had Bobby Marks on the show, and he mentioned the kid from Colorado State, Neek Clifford. I like him a lot. I like Will Riley from Illinois. I like Kalkbrenner from Creighton. He's going to be a big-time rim protector, and he can stroke it, too, at 7-1. And there's a kid from Wisconsin, not Tanjay, but Chucky Hepburn, who ended up playing, Wisconsin. I liked what Chucky Hepburn was as a college player. Thought he was incredibly competitive. I thought he could create his own shot. He's, for those that don't know Chucky Hepburn, he played at Louisville this year, transferred from Wisconsin to Louisville. He's barely 6 feet. He's got a lot of hair. But man, could he figure out a way to create space to get the shot off. Man, does he defend, and is he a relentless, competitive dude, and took so many big shots for Louisville. I actually, you know, he's a second-round guy. So is Tanjay, by the way, from Wisconsin, who really could score. But those are guys that I think are going to end up being on teams and end up being better players than they were projected to be coming out. But that's kind of the list. I mean, for the Wizards at 6, unless they feel like they'd have no shot of getting Derek Queen by trading up, and that Queen's, you know, I've seen him anywhere from 8 to 16, so 8's not that far away, but I love Queen and I love Trey Johnson in terms of guys that I think will be there. I think Johnson really has a chance to be a big-time, you know, two-way score, defender, you know, badass competitor. In terms of, again, you know, I love Flag and I love Harper probably more than anybody. All right, if you want to weigh in, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Who would you like to see end up in a Wizards uniform tonight? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
All right, well, as you just heard, the NBA draft is tonight. The Wizards hold the number 6 and the 18th picks. Options at 6 tonight include guards Jeremiah Fears, Trey Johnson, and VJ Edgecombe. Forwards, Ace Bailey and Con Knipple, and center, Kaman Malawach. The draft gets underway tonight at 8. Keep it locked here on the Team 980 for our NBA draft show with Linnell Willingham at 7:30. Reds pitcher Chase Burns made his much-anticipated debut last night. The Reds' second overall pick in the 2024 MLB draft struck out the first 5 batters he faced and becomes the 5th first-round pick in last year's draft to reach the major leagues. The Nats, they fall to the Padres 4-3 last night. San Diego native Trevor Williams drops to 3-9 on the season, giving up 7 hits and 4 earned runs. C.J. Abrams and Jacob Young were the only players with multiple hits. They will close out their series versus the Padres today at 4:15. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 3:45. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
She and Ryan Kalkbrenner had 49 points in a double-double for Creighton this year. I did not know that, and I looked it up, and it's true. In their opening game of the year against UT Rio Grande Valley, Ryan Kalkbrenner, the guy that seemingly was, you know, a player at Creighton for a while, let's just say, I don't know how many years he was there, was it 4 or 5, something like that, had 49 points in the opening game of the season. He was 20 of 22 from the floor in 36 minutes, made 2 threes, 7 of 8 from the free throw line, and had 11 rebounds as well. I did not remember that. I mean, why would we? You know, it was November 6th. I do like Kalkbrenner a lot, and I think he's actually got a good stroke. It's not like he shot it a lot, but I think he's got a really good stroke. He's a true rim protector, though. I mean, there's no doubt about that. It's 7-1 and 290 or whatever he is, averaging, you know, nearly 3 blocks per game for the last 2 seasons. 301-230-0980. The NBA draft is tonight. Who would you like to see the Wizards select at either 6 or 18? Give me the player that you're really in love with, that you think this is the guy they got to get. I really like Trey Johnson for the Texas guard at number 6. He's a guy that would be there. I'm not a big fan of Ace Bailey for the reasons I've mentioned many times. You know, obviously, you know, trading up for Dylan Harper would be really exciting. But I don't think San Antonio is passing on a guy that could end up becoming a true scoring superstar. Let's go to Lap. Lap, who do you love tonight in the NBA draft? Lap, you there? Hey, Lap, I got you.
Hey, it's all right, man.
You got to turn down the radio.
Yeah, I just turned
okay.
Outside.
No worries.
Yeah, of course I want Dylan Harper, but, you know, I know we try to trade up with the Spurs to get that number 2 pick, but that ain't happening. So I'm a big fan of Trey Johnson and Derek Queen. I would love to see how we can get both of them, but if Trey Johnson is not available, I want Derrick Queen. And I'll take the guy Clifford or the guy, what's the guy you said, Clayton? I think it's Clayton, right?
Yeah, I mean, Walter Clayton Jr. I mean, if you paid attention to the NCAA tournament, he was, you know, he was the star at times of it, for sure.
Yeah. Who can you go outside to, huh? No, that's why we keep.
All right, man. We got some background noise with you, but thanks, Lap. If you want to jump on, I got to take a break real quickly. Ralphie, everybody else on hold, stay there. We've got a line or two open as well. Who's the player that you love in the NBA draft tonight that you are convinced will end up being a superstar and you'd love to see the Wizards somehow get at number 6 or number 18 or a trade up? 301-230-0980. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.